Hey, this is Sale. It's been a while. Sales 2 Cents. I did a live last Friday. I did a live on how to be a Christian in the workplace. And I just wanted to reiterate and talk more about that. So I'm gonna dig right into it. How should you work? How should you act in the workplace as a Christian? And, you know, today, in today's world, especially in the corporate America, there are so many distractions with cell phones and social media and things of that sort that they can kind of. Actually, those things, from my experience, don't really get in the way too much, but they do. The things that I want to touch on is how we should act. And we got to remember as men and women of God that we are servants. And the Bible talks about servants obeying your masters. And in the workplace, your master is considered your boss. And that covers all races because everybody works. That covers all races and all culture because everybody works. So everybody, no matter if they don't like the terminology or like it or not, even if you're a boss and you're in control, you're still a servant to that company. I've been an independent contractor for a while now, and I had my own company. I still have it. It's just not up and running. But as a business owner, even though you're the owner, you're still the ultimate servant of that company. You still are the one that makes sure that everything's running correctly and things are in place. And we kind of get away from that. We kind of feel like we kind of get in the boat where we feel like we are privileged to have certain positions and do certain things. I know me personally, I had to check myself. I've always been the type of person that stays at work and I never bring it home. Even when I was married and things that sort, I never brought work home. I was the guy that if you asked me how work was, I was like, it's all right, you know, or I wouldn't even, you know, talk about it unless it was something that had to be talked about, like hours changing or pay raise or pay decrease or having to find another job. Yeah, there'll be times where you have to have somebody to vent to. Sometimes that might be a spouse or a friend. I know now that I definitely don't bring it home, but I'm really close to my driving buddies. And so we'll call and vent to each other. But back to the point here is that we got to realize that we're ultimate servants, first off. And a lot of Christians come in with their own agenda. When they come into work, you know, I'm talking about the ones that have their crosses and their Christian music and their Bible all the time. I'm not saying that all that stuff is bad, but it becomes bad when you start pushing your own agenda, when you're bringing your Bible and your music and your personal beliefs to the job place and you're pushing that agenda. Now, that's where it becomes an issue because now you are becoming not a distraction to yourself, but you're becoming a distraction to your coworkers and to the work atmosphere. And I'm just talking about Christians. Now I know there's people that are not Christians or people that come to work and bring all other drama and stuff to work. I'm not talking about that right now. I'm focusing on on Christians. And you know the type of people I'm talking about. They're always talking about God, and they're always preaching and putting things in your face, they're in your face with it. And just the way they're talking, like, oh Lord, oh Jesus, and oh, you know, God is, I'm reading my Bible and God says this and that. There's a time and place for everything. And God, yes, God wants us to plant seeds and spread the word. But there's a time and a place for it. And as a Christian, your actions should be your representative. And what I mean by that is you shouldn't be the one coming to work late every day. You should be the one that's coming into work early and the one that leaves. You should be the one that's coming to work and you get your job done and you're not in the middle of the gossip, you're not causing problems, and you're nice to everybody. And you're nice to everybody. You go in, you do your job, and you go home. I used to be like that, and recently I had to check myself because I was, in my, as people say now, in my feelings, in my own feelings and entitlement, because I've been burnt as far as running my business in the past by being too nice. So I try, like, maybe if I be meaner, or trying to figure that out. But the last year or so, especially the last couple of months, I just had a really bad attitude and a negative attitude, and I had to check it, and I'm from the Midwest, so I'm not afraid to speak my mind, and a lot of people can't handle that. You can't really go to your boss and speak your mind all the time either. You have to have some kind of discernment. And so I had to check myself and realize, like, hey, I'm going about this the wrong way. And the minute I realized that, and the minute I checked myself, my work atmosphere has become 10 times greater, a lot greater. I don't argue or make a fuss about things. People can still see, because I wear my feelings on my sleeve, so people can still see that I'm upset. But at the same time, when I, how I address the situations are totally different now, and it's made a huge impact on the people around me and the people in the workplace. Now, I've always been very professional, no matter what the situation is, always. But there are certain people that, like people that are in charge, that I don't back down from. And sometimes the hard thing is you have to do that sometimes. As a Christian, like, say, you have to realize that you are a servant and you have to be obedient. And even though that boss may not be right, or that person in charge might not be right, it's not your call. And I've learned, and I knew this, and I wasn't practicing it. Sometimes if you approach the situation in a positive way, people will listen to you and they will realize things. Or sometimes you just gotta let things happen, and sometimes that boss or that person that's in charge of things will come and tell you, like, you know what, you were right. And sometimes that can end up being a promotion. You can be end up going to the next level, if that's the environment that you're in. If you're in an environment like me, where you're an independent contractor and you're your own boss, then sometimes having that bad attitude could decrease your value or your worth. And what I mean by that is that For example, I drive for a living. So if I get contracts to where I can deliver things, if I have a bad attitude, nobody's going to work with me. That's what I mean by that. And if you have a good attitude, and I've seen it when I used to transport cars on my own and have my trailer and my vehicle. I still have customers now because of my attitude and my professionalism. There are people that still call me. There's one customer who's like, "Doggone it, when are you going to get your trailer and get a new trailer and a new truck? Because I only want to deal with you." Like, call me and let me know. Like, please call me and let me know. So that's what I mean by those things. So that's pretty much as simple as it could be as how you should conduct yourself as a Christian in the workplace, how you should be in the workplace. And this is Sell 2 Cents, and you guys have a great and blessed day.